Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
So, how much has the whole 2020 election and everything that has flowed from it pissed you off?
Oh, I mean, you can't go a day without thinking about what he's done to this country, because he's such a little baby that he's thrown 250 years of democracy out the window.
Who is that?
Larry David. Larry
oh,
David.
Okay.
When you can irritate Larry David more than he's normally irritated, you are irritating. Donald Trump is irritating.
Chris Walls was able to book Larry David.
Yeah, he went on to say.
It's so crazy. He's such a sociopath. He's so insane. He just couldn't admit to losing. And we know he lost. He knows he lost. And look how he's fooled everybody. He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick. Anyway, no, it hasn't impacted me at all.
Now I need to hear Susie Essman go off on Donald Trump. Yeah. I just need a colon blow of F-bombs, etc. All right, hey, it's like Cattywampus Thursday. We got our Monday and our Wednesday and our Thursday.
Yes.
It is to Carl Frisch, Dr. Doom, Malcolm Nance, Rude Pundit.
I know.
It's because of, I know.
It's a thing.
Try to carry on with your life. Everybody's
going to be very confused.
And so people who only listen in the 8 o'clock hour will probably be hearing Rude Pundit for the first time.
Right. Don't go to your Monday or Wednesday appointments by accident.
Right. Yeah.
It's not our fault.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But good, because we have a lot to talk about. Okay. So Joe Lieberman has passed. You do not want me to play Julie Brown saying Joe Lieberman douche, because that was from our show. But that was in our first of all, in fairness, I have the decency to feel bad about it. And also, secondly, it was during the ACA debate. And
I have it queued up if you want to hear
no,
it.
No, it's
I'm going to play it.
I noticed nobody was really talking about him yesterday. I was like, I saw it, and then watching MSNBC, there was nobody talking about
it. This morning, they covered it a lot.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They covered it a lot.
It was on, Morning Joe a lot. But,
yeah, apparently Morning Joe was really good friends with him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes some sense.
Yeah.
Well, and that being said, I think he was obviously a decent man. I think the thing that's what really irritated me the most, in the final chapter, is the no labels.
He found it no labels.
For such a deeply decent man, and he is. I profoundly disagreed with him on a lot of things. Obviously, the Iraq War, public option for the Affordable Care Act. I mean, he's the sole reason we don't have a public option, unfortunately. But with the no labels thing, for such a thoroughly decent man to not totally get the danger and thorough indecency of Donald Trump by, being behind this no labels, which is a both sides do it, which, the point is going to be to reelect Donald Trump.
Exactly.
That's what the point. It's backed by mostly Republican money that want to see Trump get back in. So that's why it's just, again, not to, I know you're not supposed to speak ill of.
You can't
say, a lot of people on Twitter, and it doesn't mean to be, I do think he was a decent guy.
Yes.
In the vein of John McCain and whatever. And so, I think they're already talking
actually
about
John
Donald
McCain
Trump.
Saved the ACA.
I think they're both talking about Lindsey Graham now.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he had his positions and he stuck to them, you know?
Yeah.
He definitely had principles.
He didn't waffle. And you have to, you know,
yeah, Lauren on Twitter said he single-handedly held Obamacare hostage, succeeding in eliminating a public option, thereby making insurance companies very happy, enriching himself through his health care lobbyist wife through denying millions of Americans better health care options. That was a big deal at the time for all of us that were talking about it. And, you know, and also the Iraq War. But, you know, that being said, again, to not understand, you would think of anybody, particularly he would understand the threat of fascism, of Nazism, that Donald Trump is literally, you know, ushering in. I mean, it just, that's exactly, no labels is exactly the wrong reaction to that threat.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Chris Christie turned it down as of yesterday. He turned down the invite to be their nominee.
Yeah.
So that, good on Chris Christie.
See, Chris Christie, again, well, there's very few people, Republicans, I've poked in the chest. But anyway, he also, you know, obviously we disagree with him on a lot of things, but I think he understands the threat and he's been outspoken about it.
And Chris Christie, you know where he stands and he's not, you know, he's not going to go back on it.
Right.
That's principle.
If NBC hires Liz Cheney or whatever, trust me, we're going to go back to disagreeing with everything she says, except about the threat to our democracy and January 6th. I love it. Elon Musk. What a
douche.
By the way, lots of people spit lots of things on their computer when... Who said... Oh, it was Bob Seska that said, about RFK Jr.'s running mate, Elon Musk that ended her marriage. He said it was like the water mozzarella. You know, the mozzarella.
Mozzarella that comes in the brine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that made a lot of people drive off the road and spit things up. It was very funny. It is true. If you've seen him in the bathing suit...
He's built like a schmoo.
Yes. Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, we got some... Can I have some correction music? Because we have said that Maria Bartiromo looks like a flounder because her eyes are... They're very far apart. Somebody corrected us and said flounder's eyes are close together and it's a puffer fish.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Later in life, their eyes move over to the other side of their head. Earlier in life, the flounder has eyes on both sides.
Okay. Well, and also I made an error in that I said she doesn't need a rear view mirror, and I meant the side mirrors, not the rear view mirror, the side mirrors because her eyes are
where objects are larger than they appear.
Yes. Okay. And also, Chris, even Chris Christie. Hey, come on.
Hey.
What brought him up.
What did it sound like when you poked him in the chest?
Sploosh. I got right in between the moobs.
Ew. Ew.
Oh, because he said we don't send former presidents to jail. And I said, well, this one's gone. Well, that argument is still outstanding, but we shall see.
Oh, I think he agrees with you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't done yet. Hang on.
Okay.
Also, I mentioned yesterday that Ronna McDaniel has a... She's... I'm sorry, but an unusually large mouth. It's a... I don't know what I, and maybe I will make the wrong fish reference, but I'm going to say wide mouth bass.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's really.
Like a catfish. That's she might
probably,
even have whiskers
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Probably why she fell for everything Trump is it's selling, because just it's hard not to, because it's a kind of, just like a Mr. Limpet mouth almost. I mean, it's huge. It's check it out.
She might sing Take Me to the River.
That's in my theme song, is the most easily owned lib
yes,
in America.
That is your
does
lib.
Not take much to own me.
That is very, very true.
Okay. Okay, so the aforementioned water mozzarella. Oh, I think one of the executives whose idea at NBC it was to hire her got fired. So that's
no.
One of
no.
The,
that was a joke.
Yeah,
that was a 30 Rock
really?
Joke.
Really?
Yeah, yes, it was Jack Donaghy was fired.
Alec Baldwin's
yes.
character.
Yes,
I didn't see that show much. Oh,
it was a.
That was a very
Rock
funny show.
I saw parts of it. I just didn't watch it as
it's
a series.
It's one of the funniest shows ever made.
No, I know. I know. It's great. I love Tina Fey. I love,
Right.
No, Elon Musk, the mozzarella.
The schmoo.
Schmoo.
The white blob.
Uh-huh.
He tweeted, NBC just hired and immediately fired Ronald McDaniel because the team refused to let even one Republican join them. That's how biased they are. And everyone immediately is like, are you kidding me? Nicole Wallace,
I know everybody.
Michael Steele, Joe Scarborough, and Charlie Sykes, David Jolly, on and on and on. They have a ton. What is he talking about? And then someone said, oh, really? How long did Don Lemon last with you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was our friend Brian Caron. Nice one. Oh, good one.
He's good.
I need to Google wide mouth bass, because do they actually have? Like,
they
I
do
assume,
have wide
I
mouths.
Assume they are so named because.
Well, they don't have narrow mouths. Yeah. Then it would be a narrow mouth bass.
She just when I watched her in her one was it Meet the Press her one appearance I was just like holy cow that's like a like Halloween wax lips it's something
it's like a Picasso painting.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
For the clarification. Uh-huh. Okay. So we apologize posthumously for, and it's not our fault. I'm going to blame it on Julie Brown.
Oh.
What?
Now you're gonna play it.
Okay.
Joe Lieberman, douche.
I didn't
Julie,
do it. I didn't do
Julie,
it.
Julie.
She
tragedy
me,
plus
she
time.
She made me do it.
Tragedy plus time. That was in. That was about the public option. It was a long time ago. God, Julie, move on. Okay, I apologize. It's just I.
No, you don't.
No,
you
I'm
do
just
not.
Saying. You know, you can go. Okay, the Iraq War, but it's just there were very significant things we disagreed. Then the public option. But no labels to me is the worst, because he of all people, he didn't recognize the threat that Donald Trump.
I know, of
Trump.
All people.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. All right. I've made myself dizzy. Okay. So we have a lot of show.
We do.
We got a lot of show. Oh, by the way, if you thought I hated Vladimir Putin yesterday, oh my God.
Oh my.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
What was the story this morning that... They are going to meddle in everything.
They
are. It's such
are.
A source of evil in this world. It's not just, Ukraine, which we will talk to Dr. Redlener about today and Malcolm Nance, but they were the ones pushing all the Kate Middleton bullying and stuff, because they said that's their, in any country that is not an out like Great Britain, they just want to cause chaos and division and undermine, the crown and the media. And it's the same thing they're doing here.
They see
the Middle East, they see any fissure.
Tiny little area of division, and they pick at that scab until it's an open wound.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah. And I hope people feel bad that jumped onto the bullying with Kate Middleton, because I was
on the team. I don't give a.
Yeah, I was too.
Well, she has the cancer, so, you know.
Well, now, I mean, yes, I really hope she makes a great recovery for her and her family's
sake. She's so young, too. Yes. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah. No, I just, you're right, Chris. I'm on the team of I thought we won a war, so we don't have to care whatever's going on over. Because normally it's just gossip and somehow Meghan Markle's to blame. And so I just sort of tuned it out.
We fought a war to get away from
but I do wish
stuff.
I wish her well.
Absolutely.
That is very sad.
And her father-in-law also is struggling with cancer. So there's that.
Yeah.
He also has
she's got
to
three
king.
Little kids and, you know.
Yeah, it's scary. Yes. Yeah. It's scary.
Okay. But my point is Vladimir Putin is and always remains a bastard person.
He is.
It was some other story I'm thinking of that they just, this is how, because we keep saying, how do we get so many conspiracy theorists and everybody's bat crazy? Russia has a lot to do with that.
Right.
And they're going to be there. Basically, the story was they're going to turn it up to 11 for this election to get Donald Trump in. Because it plays the bridge, how horrible. We've got these, you know, six families grieving and all these idiots trying to find some crazier conspiracy theory to blame President Biden.
Well, Putin, when he was with the KGB, was a master of psychological operations.
Yeah.
He knew how to get into people's brains and work his way around them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's doing
conspiracy
theories on the internet.
Thank you. The story this morning was that they are going to actively support any candidates that are against, of course, funding Ukraine.
Right.
Or getting out of NATO, or that are for getting out of NATO. So he is going to have his dirty little fingers all up our ass in this election. It's incumbent on us to be aware of it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sure Malcolm Nance has no thoughts on that.
No, he has no
thoughts. We'll ask him anyway.